Right at it. Right at it!
Home!
He's done it again! Just as he did at the John Deere for his first win.
Hello and welcome to episode number 120 of the Go Get That podcast. And I hope if you're tuning in, you know that it is amongst the best weeks of the year. The Masters week, PGA week, Open week, US Open week, and Craig Ranch week. We're here. The Byron Nelson is back, although this time he's brought a cup with him named CJ. We'll get into all that in a second. It's kind of a funny name, but so is Spieth J. He's back as well after a thrilling T38, I believe, at the RBC Heritage. So no Bob today, no Elise today, unfortunately, but me and Jordan are here. And of course, I'm sure you're beyond enthused about the tournament this week, the golf course, the play of one Jordan Spieth. So any opening thoughts?
Am I still here?
Oh no. Did we freeze? Or can you hear me? Yes. Okay.
I can hear you.
Shoot. Well, it looks like we had tech. Did I freeze?
No, my computer like froze up. I'm shocked that I didn't get lost. I guess, you know, I don't know what happened. But opening comments, yes, obviously enthused about this week. Probably not as enthused as I was about the week off last week, which was well deserved for Spieth fans worldwide, as I said on my Instagram post. It's been a very stressful last 2 months for Spieth fans. We've missed three of our last six cuts. The game is in a relatively poor spot, but it is Craig Ranch week. That gets the good vibes flowing. Jordan's going to play probably four straight, which is cool. Opportunity, I guess, this week, week one of four, to find something. I think he's got a decent chance this week, maybe not to win, but, you know, to play some good golf. And we need good golf really, really, really badly, because the golf as of late has been really bad. So, yeah, I'm excited to have an opportunity to start, you know, reversing this downward trend.
Agreed. It's, as you mentioned, it could be the start of a 4 week stretch, at least for sure 3 weeks. He's already committed to the Wells Fargo next week in Charlotte, and then the PGA in Valhalla the week after. Of course, my computer is now freezing as well as I try and look up the rest of the schedule. I think it could be five in a row.
I think the Canadians after the Schwab.
Yes, they switched the Canadian in between the Schwab and Memorial, but it'll be four in a row, a week off in Canada, and then likely three in a row. With Memorial, U.S. Open, Travelers before 2 weeks off, and then Scottish Open, and then obviously he'll be at the Olympics because he's so good.
You could be a spectator.
The playoffs, yes. So, still plenty of golf left to play. Four majors left, obviously, this one being this week. And you mentioned it, game not in a good spot. It's funny, we didn't talk about Heritage. What did you make? I know it's been a bit of a week. It was kind of a, I don't want to say bland, but a lot of mistakes and kind of some bland, not bland scorecards, but bland final scores, I guess would be kind of the word that I would use.
No, I was very excited for the week to end. It was a slog. Yeah. I was ready for a week off. Tracking is a hobby, but it's also a lot of time. And, you know, when you're watching some really piss poor golf, it's not necessarily fun. I'm here complaining about tracking a golfer, but yeah. It hasn't been fun to track him. Let's leave it at that. It has not been fun. And we got four rounds at that weren't great. It wasn't a fun week. I was ready for a week off. I'm sure he was too. To wrap up that stretch that obviously didn't go well. Hopefully he was productive in Dallas doing some work. to get ready for this upcoming 4 week stretch, but it just wasn't good, Dan. It was not a good week, you know, not really.
Yeah, it for those curious about the strokes gain who haven't gone and already looked at them on Data Golf, he was, I believe, just slightly net positive in off the tee approach and putting, and then slightly net negative around the green. So nothing was really good, nothing was really great, or the opposite of good. It was pretty mediocre all around, at least relative to PGA Tour average. Relative to Spieth standards, it was pretty poor. And like you mentioned, wrapped up a 3 week stretch that included a miscut at the Masters. I'm obviously we've said this the last probably three stretches, but like this is a big stretch. This is a big stretch. And I feel I'm saying that because I think he's going to play well.
Ooh,
That's
look at you.
a bit bold, but I think I'm not a win feels weird because I don't think he's that far away, right? I don't think we're at the point where it's 'cause we are now over 2 years without a win. I don't think we're at the point where this is like the 4 year slump. Because the golf has been better than that, surprisingly. The amount of good finishes has been inconsistent, but the quality of the ball being golfed is still much better. He's hitting the ball way better than he did then, even if it's still pretty poor
This year has
relative to
been
his
rough.
standards. Yes, it hasn't been good this year, but it hasn't been, if you include the entire year, which you know, the Century and Waste Management are obviously carrying quite a bit
Those
of the
count.
load.
They count.
It's been, I'm not going to say fine, but it hasn't been to the standard level. It hasn't been his floor, and it certainly hasn't been his ceiling. But I think kind of the common trend that I don't have a lot of numbers to back this up per se, other than just kind of my eye and watching being, you know, hilariously involved in how much and what Spieth is doing, is that when he plays a lot, he starts to play well, or at least the finishes start to resemble playing well. There becomes a kind of a the end tournament is typically, maybe not his best stuff because he gets a little tired potentially, but it's in these long stretches that he starts to play some good golf. If you think about the RBC Heritage last year, obviously is probably his last best chance to win in the playoff and you know, a centimeter away from defending his crown. But that was, I think that was 10 of 12 or 11 of 13, right? So he played a lot of golf leading into that. And that was following a T4 at the Masters as well, which would have been 10 of 12 or 9 of 11. Whatever those numbers might be. This will now be following a 3 week stretch, 1 week off, and then 4 straight weeks, and then 1 more week off. We get two events in Texas. Quail Hollow, we'll see. We've had some mixed results there, obviously. And then the PGA, which Valhalla looks like it's going to be pretty bulky, but we've seen some numbers that, you know, over 200, he's at least, is he still positive over 200? And you may not have that right in front of
I
you.
do. I do. Because I'm a nerd. 200 to 225 is good.
Yes.
Two
So,
225 to 250 is that's good. 220 to
okay.
225 has been good.
Yeah. So that's, you know, that kind of 6-5 iron range I think will be important at Valhalla. It'll actually be somewhat important here at Mr. Ranch as
Yeah.
well, believe it or not. TPC Craig Ranch is a long, arduous grind.
It's a grueling test.
Yeah, it is. It's I'm just pissed that it's gonna be raining this week, but I am now going all over the place. Regardless, my point is I think he's gonna play well in this 4 week stretch. Two tournaments that, you know, are in Texas, some home cooking. And then I think he kind of fits Quail Hollow a little bit better than he showed last year. And then I think Valhalla, I would expect him to be playing better golf because he's been playing more of it. I think there will be less like dumb mistakes. And that is a big kind of if, because there's plenty of dumb mistakes with Jordan Spieth, but it feels that's the limb I'm going to walk on out on for now. I mean, do you, I know you said you think he might play like decently this week, but what are your kind of thoughts for this 4 week stretch as we lead into, I mean, the PGA is right there, right? And it's a chance at the slam, but it hasn't ever felt, I guess Kiowa, it felt a little bit like, okay, this is
Yeah.
possible. But since then and prior to that, it never quite felt like, oh, he's even got a remote chance at this.
No, I don't think it's necessarily possible this week or this year either, but he's got two chances, Byron Nelson this week, Wells Fargo next week to create a chance. It also doesn't help that, Scottie Scheffler is a active PGA Tour member and will be competing at Valhalla. That doesn't help. But just staying, I guess, on this week, just because, I mean, as a Spieth fan right now, he's currently 30th in the Data Golf rankings, just taking it 1 week at a time. I guess I'm somewhat optimistic this week. Part of that being, the lack of field strength. I know Jordan's got his issues, but I think everyone in this field has their issues as well. So that's, I guess, nice. I think his game, where it currently is, fits this golf course relatively well. As I said, a lot of 200 to 225 yard shots this week. He's been pretty good from that. He's 42nd on tour in proximity, which for him is pretty good. I mean, the lack of field strength definitely helps, where I'm thinking you don't have a Scotty in the field, you don't have a Xander, a Rory. Let's face it, Spieth probably this week is, at worst, probably top 10 in win equity. Granted, I think anyone in this field can win, but there's probably not nine guys that give a better chance than him.
Data Golf has only one guy with a better chance than him.
Yeah, so I'm on the conservative end here, saying at most probably nine guys really have a better chance than him. But yeah, I'm not really asking for a win this week. We don't. He's not, looking like a guy that's going to win. A win would obviously be phenomenal, but if we can get somewhere in that, T5 to T25 range, show some signs. The PGA is the third week of likely four. You want to build up, get on an upward trajectory. So a good start this week. Obviously, next week will be much more of, I guess, a test. No offense to Craig Ranch. We love Craig Ranch, but
The different test next week.
it is a different test. Next week is more of a test, for Valhalla. But he's just got to start playing some better golf. We've seen a bunch of crap as of late. I mean, he had the T10 of Valero, if you want to throw that in there, against a weak field. Miscut, at the Masters, T39 at the Heritage, which is a signature event. So we're just looking for some good golf. We're kind of at square one right now, April 30th, when we're recording this, which sucks. But, that's where we are. He's got to accept that. He's got to, tell himself, I'm really, not playing better than I'm scoring, get that, mindset. Because I mean, he's been saying that all year, and the results are not showing that, Jordan. So maybe you're really not. So maybe go with a mindset, a little less optimistic mindset for once. Put your head down, start playing some better golf. But yeah.
I do think it's encouraging that he's here this week. Part of that is a little bit of the wrist. I was a little concerned that he might take some more time off to rest it, so to speak, before playing another 3 weeks. And him playing, because it's not an AT&T event anymore, right? If AT&T was still the sponsor, he'd be here 100%, no ifs, ands, or buts about it. But now that they're not, and he's here, it tells me wrist has probably felt okay throughout the week off. And maybe it's just the optimist to me, but maybe he's just excited to get out and play. It kind of, you mentioned it from the tracking side, and I think there's a tiny bit of correlation between it felt like a bit of a chore potentially, right? And I think Spieth is at a spot where maybe golf feels like a bit of a chore, not because he doesn't want to get better or because he doesn't care, but because it's a hard game, and sometimes you're just not, things just aren't clicking the way that you know they could be or should be, or you want them to be. So I thought it was cool that he was at the Korn Ferry event last week for a little bit. His future competitors, whether he's down there or whether they're up on tour. But then also at high school, that is his old high school, I believe, with Sammy, just showing him the loops. Because I think, you know, finding that kind of balance and finding an enjoyment in golf again, I think is what has plagued Rory at times too, is right. Like it became trying to succeed at a job instead of having fun playing. And that's what makes you succeed at that job. And Rory, you know, seemed like he had a great time at the Zurich, obviously the Zurich, whatever, doesn't mean a whole lot in terms of winning, but I think it could kickstart something in Rory that's like, hey, I'm enjoying playing golf again. And there's been very little of what looks like Spieth enjoying playing golf in the past 3 months since waste management, really. And so hopefully a week off and some good work with elite coach Cam McCormick, and we can kind of, you know, start to see some signs, some positive trends. Short game's been below field average for 5 straight events now. Would like that to change. Would love to see some, obviously, I mean, obviously love to see green across the board, but that positive would be an encouraging sign, I think, leading into just kind of some of the other events coming up.
No, you have, I mean, after this week, you have Quail Hollow and Valhalla, which will be very bulky tee to green golf courses, going to need to be have the short game well. I think this week will give them, I guess, a little chance to show it off. I think the ranch requires some short game, you know.
It does a little bit. A
little bit, yeah.
It really puts an emphasis on approach, though. It really tests your approach game. And then on the greens, you can make putts, but I really, guys just get lucky a lot of the times these weeks with their putters. I think ranch, like as, you know, the golf course matures onto the PGA Tour, I think it'll start to really show its teeth. Par 71 as well. So that's, I think the back nine starts with 10 through 13, because 13 used to be a 5 and it's now a 4. And I believe that they're all 450 plus. Maybe one of them's just short of 450. So starting on 10 on Thursday, it'll be important to hit some big tee balls, and we'll get a good look at some mid to long irons early, which I think is cool and part of the challenge that Ranch provides.
It's a daunting golf course, as you said. You're gonna have a lot of long irons the next 3 weeks. Which will be, I guess, fun. He's been good from 200 to 225, so it'd be nice to see some results. Again, you got to make putts this week. Jordan's putted well, not great, but he's putted pretty darn solid this week. This year, I mean, going back to API, he's gained in 5 of 6, which is really nice. I mean, he hasn't had like one great week, but he's been consistently good, which has been really nice to see compared to last year, where, I mean, it was pretty consistently bad, a couple of pop weeks here and there. But yeah, I'm just very conservative and like what I expect this week. He doesn't look like a guy that's going to win, but I mean, most guys in this field aren't guys that look like they're going to win, and one of them will. So why not us kind of mentality this week, compared to, you know, the next couple weeks after this week, where you got all the stallions in the field who've been playing good golf and look like they're going to win. Not many guys in this field this week look like they're going to win. I think that's why Jordan, I believe, is the odds on favorite at like 15-1. When your odds on favorites 15-1, you're kind of being told by the odds makers that it's a pretty darn open.
Yeah, they have no idea who's going to win this week.
Yeah, but I have some picks for this week in our, you know, triple double. I don't know if you have your picks yet, Dan.
I do not have them prepped, but I do. My key is strokes gained approach. And it's probably, I think I went Siwoo Kim last year. So I'll probably have, if I have space, I will probably throw Mr. Siwoo Kim on there this year. He's Data Golf's favorite. But Tom Hoge, I think I may have used him twice, but he's also been flushing it. A lot of people on Keith Mitchell this week.
You used Hoagie once, so you do have a Hoagie use left.
If Bo Hostler is around and relevant, I might have to check his numbers. But I feel like the Texas guys usually play pretty well. Because like I said, it's the major championship of Texas, I think so. And I mean, obviously the world, but the best players in the world aren't here this week because they're scared of getting their teeth kicked in and their confidence lost 2 weeks before another major, I suppose. But obviously it's not, nothing compares to Ranch. So I think that's probably a few of the kind of names that I've seen that I think make a lot of sense. Hoagie, Siwoo. I don't really like Jason Day this week, but who knows? It's going to be, so Weatherman Dan, it's going to be raining. It's going to be soft. It's not going to be super hot, but you can imagine with the rain in the area, it'll be humid. Fortunately, there'll probably be some delays and whatnot, which is obviously not the most fun, but in terms of watching, Speed's group will be featured both days because it's the three best players in the field, basically, outside of Siwoo Kim. So it'll be good week in that regard. But your picks. Do you have the scoreboard in front of you, actually, as well?
I do. I can go over our leaderboard. Bob is still our leader. 12.6 million, call it. Dan's in second at 11.8. So it's pretty darn close between those two.
Yeah.
Especially, you know, going into next week in the PGA, a couple of big money events.
I think the difference is just Bob got Batia at Valero.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Yeah, I guess just we didn't have a Heritage podcast recap, but I was the big winner of that. I had Clark and Aubert, who made me a good 1.68, call it, million. Both you and Bob at Cantlay for 1.16. So I made a nice little 500K up last week approximately on both of you. I'm sitting at 9.1 million, a good 3.4 behind Bob. Not sweating it yet. I still got one Scotty use. So yeah. He's just got to win. He's got to win a signature event, and I'm leading the tournament. So maybe I use him. Well, he's not. I don't think he's going to play next week, according to an article that I saw.
No, I don't think he's back until PGA, which makes me think that it's the field has a chance.
Yeah. So
it's hard to take three. It's hard to take a lot of time off and play well again. Yeah.
He might only win by like one at the PGA instead of five.
Spieth will beat him by three.
Yeah, maybe. If you take a round away from Spieth, that might happen. But back to our triple-double. I do have my picks this week, all three. We will start with a pick that Elise isn't on the podcast this week, but I know she was considering going with this gentleman, Mr. Adam Shank. Adam Shank is one of my three plays. I haven't used them yet this year. Going to go to Mr. Shank this week at the Byron Nelson.
Do you have his results in front of you?
I do.
Like I've seen his name recently, and
yeah,
I
he's
like that pick.
He's played some good golf. He kind of fits. He fit my little model that I did. He had a T5 at Valero, T12 at the Masters, and then a T49 at the Heritage, where I just didn't short game it very well. But yeah, I think Shank's a good play this week. He kind of, you know, fit the yardage gaps that I was looking at. You would like a good putter here. He's a pretty darn good putter. Didn't putt well at Hilton Head, but overall pretty good putter. So I went with Mr. Shank as one of my picks. My second pick is Mr. Sungjae Im. Large part of it, I don't really know where I'm gonna use him.
Yeah.
He fit the yardage gaps I was looking at for approach again as well. He won in South Korea last week. I don't really put much stock into that. But he played well at the Heritage, a little T12. Hadn't really been playing that great up to that. But I don't hate him here. Finding guys to like this week is kind of tough. So I went with Sungjae. And last but not least, I'm using my second selection. Can't use him again for our contest, Tom Kim. Another South Korean, starting to play a little bit better. Had a little T30 at the Masters, T18 at Hilton Head. Again, fit the yardage gaps. Relatively good putter. Is a Texas guy. He is South Korean, but he does reside in Texas. I know you said you kind of like the Texas guys. He's a adopted Texas guy.
Yeah.
So Tom Kim. And yeah, that's my three for the week. Shank, Im, and Kim.
I like those. All three of them. I forgot that two-time major champion K.H. Lee may need some consideration as well. Although he did roll in a 50th place, I believe, last year. So
yeah, he's been playing very well as of late.
Yeah, I'm not surprised, but you never know. Come to the comfy for him, I suppose, confines of ranch obviously challenges the rest of the field, but yeah, no, and sadly I think it's going to be like 25 under this week, and that sucks.
Yeah, the wind doesn't look to be up either.
The wind is not up. And I think if it's soft, they're just going to tear it apart. The only, if it is soft, it'll play longer. And as a par 71, I think it's about 7,400, which is a pretty beefy golf course.
Yeah.
And so if the wind blows just a little bit, you know, you're
just a little bit
roping 4 and 5 irons into that Texas breeze, then we could see some scores. I think if it stays under 20 under par, that'd be a massive win for me and Ranch. But
considering it hasn't before, I would not put your money on it, Daniel.
I wouldn't either. So, yeah, so I will get my picks in. We will have Bob get his picks in, and we will be back on, I'm not going to say Sunday. I don't
Monday
think
for the recap. Nice.
We will be back on Monday for the recap pod.
Little betting tip. Jordan Spieth is the favorite this week. Do not put your money on him.
Yes. Please. Do not put your money on Spieth J this week.
He's playing not very well. And I know I'm being somewhat bullish, but I guarantee you there will be at least one tournament the rest of the year where he'll be better value.
Yes.
And we'll have a better chance to win.
I would say next week.
Yeah, maybe even
whatever
next week.
Or even the PGA. What's his number there? Probably 40.
Probably I wouldn't say the PGA. But next week, yeah.
Yeah.
Next week maybe. I think at 40, especially if he's 40 and Scotty isn't in the field.
It's not bad.
That's not
I don't think
terrible.
I don't think that he'd be there. The only way he'd do that is if he missed cut here at Ranch.
You don't think he'll be 40 next week?
No. What was he at Heritage? 30? I guess he could be because he was awful last time at Mr. Fargo.
Still a big boy field next week, too.
It is, but it's a small event. Or is
That's
it?
That's true. It's signature, right?
I think it's no cut, right? Because it's not Mr. Woods, Nicklaus, or Palmer's event. So
yeah, I believe it's no cut, I think.
Okay. So 4 rounds next week for Spieth. Congrats.
He could add them up if it gets ugly.
Yes. Very well cut. Hopefully we're not adding them up next week, but hopefully it's 4 rounds this week at Ranch. I'll take a T11.
I'd take a T11.
And drop the one. T1. I'm kidding. All right. I'm out of insightful things to say or add to this podcast.
Go Celtics?
Yes, go Celtics.
There you go.
They're up 3-1. They don't look great, to be honest. But plenty of time. They better not be going back to Miami for game 6. Take care of business in game 5 tomorrow. And same said for Jay Spieth. Better not be going home after Friday evening at Ranch.
There might not be a recap podcast if he goes home Friday at Ranch.
Yeah.
Same.
Well, I mean, I'll probably recap Ranch on Twitter because I love Ranch.
Will you be giving out like your Thursday and Friday updates like you did last year?
We shall see. They were pretty good. Sung, you'll know, I think, fired a 60 to begin. And he, you know, it was Rom, Scotty, and Sung, you'll know, top three in the world. So we'll see. I'll probably have a few updates as the week goes along. Classes are now done, so that's nice. So until then, folks, Enjoy ranch. Great week. Great time of the year. Too bad they don't have live from, but they're lame. So,
They are lame. See you soon.
anything else? Yes,
No, I don't have
peace.
anything. Take care.